Byron love making this catch up for you while it's summer in Melbourne. And thanks to Metricon, it's a summer of love, love, love. Win tickets to comedy shows, fashion events, concerts, and heaps of other stuff that makes Melbourne great at lovelovelove.com.au.
Scarlett Johansson, unfortunately, we reported on this a few weeks ago, split from her husband of a few years. Not fun, is it? They've got a 2-year-old daughter, only been married since 2012. So it's only been a couple of years. But she's come out and she has said that she thinks the idea of marriage is very romantic. She said it's a beautiful idea. But I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. And she said, I might be skewered for this, but I think that it's work, a lot of work. It's interesting. I mean, look, she's on the fresh from a breakup. So she may herself be a bit, you know, that might colour her thinking.
She might have been watching Married at First Sight.
You're right. That's very, very true.
Jeez, imagine you got Scarlett Johansson. You lift up the veil.
Oh, my God!
That is very true. But it's interesting because some people get to a stage in their lives, and I am always fascinated by this, and there are people judge, and I think we'd all agree we've probably all judged people when they say that they get to a stage in their lives where they think, I can only have an open relationship.
Ooh.
But isn't it, is in the minute you hear that a couple, whether they're married or they're long-term partners, and they say, we've got an open relationship, so many questions spring to mind. Because we seem to be naturally set on with emotions like jealousy and envy. And it's just one of those things that I always find, wow, more power to you if you're both on the same page and you can do that. Because, you know, it's a big world. Everybody, each to their own. I could never do it.
The old story about going to the party and putting the keys in the fishbowl.
Keys in the bowl, 70s style. I mean, that did happen in the 70s.
Throw it in the fondue and let's have some fun. But don't you think when people say it, Boxy, it's the bridge to a breakup? You know, everyone goes, we're in an open relationship. Oh, yeah, I'll talk to you in 6 months, see how that works out. Oh, it finished, did it? Yeah, right, didn't see it coming.
Well, Dave, you're not wrong. Like, I think there are people, and we're probably those people, don't get it and don't understand how that can happen. But 131060, you know, maybe this is working for you. If you're in an open relationship and you can give us an insight into what it's like, or maybe you've tried an open relationship and it didn't work, maybe it does work. I mean, you know.
Is everything okay?
I'm telling you, I could not do it. Not a chance. That's just that's my makeup. However I've been conditioned from a young kid, I couldn't do it.
It's the rules of engagement that blow your mind apart. Because you know how when they get, like, I have known people who have done such things, and then you just, like, they'll go, oh, he just went away for the weekend, hooked up with a girl. Aren't you in an open relationship? No, he's going to tell me. He's going to tell me. What are the rules, mate?
Yeah.
I just thought you could be with anyone. What are the rules?
It is. Yeah. Well, how have you made this work for you, and are you making it work now? We just love to. Well, we've got a voice disguiser if you don't want to talk about it openly.
Sure.
We can hide your identity, but be really interesting to hear from someone who's been in or is in an open relationship.
The number, give us a call, 131060.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, we've just talked about open relationships because Scarlett Johansson, who recently split from her husband, she's come out and said that she loves the idea of marriage, but she doesn't think that people are supposed to be naturally monogamous. So, I mean, she's not saying that she'll move forward in open relationships, but it's interesting because there are people like Scarlett who reach a point in their lives where they don't think monogamy works, and then they sample or try an open relationship, and we've decided that we'd like to find out a bit more about it, not for us personally.
I don't think Adam and Eve had an open relationship, did they?
No, it's true. Well, that lack of options, mate. But and just also, FYI to Scarlett, I'm in a committed relationship. I see what she's trying to do, but babes, it's not going to happen.
Actually, how good would that be?
Very cute.
Being in an open relationship with Scarlett Johansson would be one of the great situations.
You'd be jealous.
What? You'd be jealous. Anyway, you're jealous, mate, already, so now.
I see what Byron's saying. Just to be caught up off the pine, I'd be pretty happy.
A voice disguiser. 60, we're using it, Pete.
We've said, and it's a really brave thing to do, if this to share your personal life experience with us. But we've got Shelley, who's on a voice disguiser. So, Shelley, this is obviously not your name. But thank you so much for calling through because this is an interesting insight for other people. You are or have been in an open relationship?
Yep, I was in an open relationship for 7 months and it was crap.
Oh, Shelley, now, can I ask you on that? Were you talked into it? Was it something that he wanted?
It was something that we both, it was another female.
Oh, okay,
mutually discussed and agreed upon.
So, Shelley, talk us through. So you went in thinking, okay, monogamy is not for us. We're going to give this a try. What brought it undone? Was it jealousy? Didn't like, you know, did it not feel as good as you thought it would?
I think it was very high level of jealousy on her part. Because she could go off and do whatever she wanted, and as soon as I went off and did my own thing, I was just so much in the wrong.
What are the rules?
Our rules were just let the other person know afterwards, beforehand, whatever, but you can pretty much do whatever.
Whoa. And did you bring it up ever? Was it ever brought up if you just say your partner went out and then she come home? Did you ever talk about it, or was it just under the carpet?
Yeah, it was just open discussion about it.
It's interesting. Well, Shelley, thanks for sharing that. And because it is fascinating, because I honestly, even hearing that, I could not do it. I could not do it. And it's everybody has their own definition of commitment, but I just think.
But that's what I don't understand. So if something happens and you don't tell your partner,
is that cheating?
That's bad.
It would be.
Maybe that is cheating.
That's not bad because you're hiding it.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes into grey. You know, life isn't black and white. This is a sort of a murky grey area that I would struggle with. I need rules. Tara,
but you always break rules.
They need the rules. They need to abide by TV box.
Tara from South
Korea. We break my rules my way.
Also on a voice disguiser. Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Now, Tara, this is interesting. You're not in an open relationship. You're in a polyamorous relationship.
A what?
Yeah, everyone confuses open relationships and polyamorous relationships. An open relationship is having sex with someone outside of your relationship. A poly relationship is being committed and having relationships with more than one person.
Right. So how many people are you in a relationship with at the moment?
Two.
Right. And so
you don't get sexual with them?
No, you do, but just them.
It's like,
just them.
You know what it is? It's like you being in a relationship with two women at the same time and they both know about each other.
Yeah.
So you and so the three of you are all aware of what's going on and it's all good?
Yep. I've been with one for 7 years and one for 5 years. So they get along really well.
And jealousy doesn't come into it?
Jealousy does. That's the misconception. Polyamorous people are not jealous. Mm. It's all about trust and communication is what is the key.
So wow. It's like that dude that's with the two twins.
Yeah, two what? Exactly. He's polyamorous. Exactly.
Okay. I've never
heard
that.
But then are they with other people as well?
No.
They can be. It's all to do with communication. It's all to do with communication. Some people have a closed polyamorous relationship. Some people have an open polyamorous relationship. So they are different.
Sounds really hard.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work.
It sounds like a heavy workload, doesn't it? Like you just, I've got an, I couldn't juggle that.
Nah.
Thank you, Tara.
It's very hard.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, there's a place over in the UK called Chessington World of Adventure. This sounds fantastic. There's a Gruffalo River ride. There's a Gruffalo River ride. You know Gruffalo the book?
Yeah.
The Gruffalo? No. anyway, they've put an ad. Now, obviously this would be just for people in the UK, which is annoying, because this would be an awesome job. There's an ad they've put in the paper saying a totally awesome adventure. VIPs are wanted. Now they're asking though for grumpy tots. So they want grumpy toddlers to try out a new ride. So I guess
that's right in your wheelhouse.
What do you mean?
VIP.
VIP. Oh, VIPs. Yeah, but I'm not a grumpy tot, so I'm not a toddler.
Someone on the line is.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't surprised when we saw Trixie Bell come through on 13 10 60. It's almost a perfect call for her to make.
Good morning, Fiona.
Hi. Hi. Why are you ringing the show?
Well, you left your iPad out on a coffee table this morning with this article open. As a side note, FYI, you were getting some random text through. Some guy just sent an eggplant emoji through. What does that mean? Is he hungry for dinner or something? I look forward to meeting him tonight. But anyway, I was reading this article, which is pretty amazing for a three-year-old. Okay, Pearl read it to me.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I noticed some dot points on the invite, Fiona, that seem quite interesting.
Yes.
Let's see. They asked for VIPs, do you have a tendency to throw your toys out of the cot? Have you got a real knack for dressing up? Are you knee-high to a grasshopper? Is someone's ears burning?
Well, you do. You're not in the pram much anymore, so you're not throwing your toys out of it, but you have been known
Whoa. You have misread this woman. I'm talking about you.
What?
If anyone is perfect for flowing tanties, it's the woman I am talking to right now. Guys, every night it's like, oh, I've worked so hard. I've been on a set at Neighbours. If I don't get a wogie, this isn't worth it. Oh, my God. She loses her mind. It's frightening. So we're going to go this weekend?
No, we're not going, darling. That's not happening.
Okay, there she is, Trixie Bell.
He's out boring, bitches.
Oh, 7:36.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Don't miss Australia's number one show, My Kitchen Rules, on Sunday, 7 o'clock, and Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 on 7.
It's Fifi v Fev. Food Fight for My Kitchen Rules. 101.9 The Fox.
Well, Dave, you know these two are very competitive. They'll compete on anything, Fifi and Fev. Now with MKR so hot, you've decided who's the better cook. In fairness, I think they're both pretty good cooks.
Now we've said this. It's a 12-month friendship at the moment, Fev. And from day one, you and I, every morning, sit in this studio, talk about what we cooked the night before. You say how good yours is. I say how good mine is. Finally, it's going to be put to the test.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
So when I win, it's going to be put to bed. It will never be brought up again.
Well, like, obviously, we need to get the right jury to decide, and we are. We said 13:10:60 if you want to be part of this and be one of the judges who test, trial our food, and then obviously pick a winner.
Yes.
Get involved. Yeah, we stick by the judge's decision.
Yeah, but you cook things that you don't even know what they are, and I just think that you use a cookbook and you use all the ingredients. You don't use...
cooking.
No, it's not. Here. All chefs go from up the top.
He's pointing at his head, by the way, for those who can't see him.
Well, when I'm usually doing my cooking shows, they can see.
Sure. Fair, have you
I forgot I was doing audio.
You marinate
lowering yourself
steaks.
To radio.
Marinating steaks, as I said, that is not cooking. That is pouring juice
and
over
steaming,
a protein.
And steaming carrots and putting honey on it's not marinating?
No,
My honey carrots are the best.
Yeah, my honey carrots
are... That's marinade.
Okay, that is one example. I said I made lamb spanakopita on the weekend.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, there you go. See, that Screak. Is a cooking a recipe.
Yeah?
You...
What goes in it?
Stuff. Like...
Oh! Okay, all right. What should these guys cook? No, honestly.
No, that argument's watertight.
Yeah, you win.
What should these guys cook, 13:10:60? Because obviously they've got their strengths, but do we push them out of their comfort zone? We know Fev can marinate steaks, and we know Fev can do a great lamb kofta. But what should they cook?
Well, I'm happy for that, Fev. What do you think? Because if it's a dish that neither of us ever cooked before, that is a test of what our technical skill as a chef or
well,
a cook
I'm
is.
Happy to cook steaks.
No. We're getting pushed out of our comfort zone.
The point.
This argument's already given me a headache, so if anyone wants to call in and say they could blend maybe a glass of shut the hell up, that'd be great.
What should they cook? 13:10:60. It is Fifi and Fev's food fight. The controversy that will rock the competition is here, by the way, on MKR Sunday, 7 o'clock on 7. We'll come back to your calls.
I can make my own.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Don't miss Australia's number one show, My Kitchen Rules, on Sunday, 7 o'clock and Monday to Wednesday, 7:30 on 7.
It's Fifi v Fev. Food Fight for My Kitchen Rules. 101.9 The Fox.
Once and for all, determining who is the best cook out of Fifi and Fev. Both more than useful in the kitchen. But look, it's not fair for you guys just to fall back on your signature dishes. You've got to be pushed out of your comfort zone.
This is the thing. So the idea is, Fev, that we both have to cook something we've never cooked before. So that is a real test of our culinary expertise, okay?
It's going to be pretty difficult.
What, because you've cooked everything?
Didn't say that. Just said it's going to be difficult.
Nasi goreng?
What?
Okay. Well, we are a family here on this show, and we have said to our other family members, you guys listening, call in and you decide what we should cook. So we've got Dean from Geelong. Hi, Dean.
Hi, Steve.
Dean, how are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
Oh, now, Dean, obviously, we
great
want
rapport.
Degrees of difficulty here. We have got great rapport. What do you suggest we cook? And should we cook different dishes?
Well, you should cook different dishes. And I think, Thief, you can cook lamb's brains.
Oh, lamb's fry.
Yeah.
And Fev, I'm going to keep you in your comfort zone, although you have to hand make it yourself, and it can't be bolognese, but some type of pasta.
Yeah, mate, that's in the wheelhouse, mate.
Thank
Italian.
You, Dean.
Yeah, I know, that's
but
not
I think
in
we
my
should
wheelhouse.
Cook, I think brains. We should cook the same thing, because then people taste it, they get blindfolded, and they go, that one was better. Because obviously they're going to
raise a very good point.
They're obviously going to pick my dish.
Okay, yeah, no, it's a very good point.
If Emily, they see us, but I'm saying they're going to be blindfolded.
Blind taste test.
Why are they going to pick up your dish if they see you?
Okay,
mate, Rocky, we're men of the people.
You're not Rocky.
Well,
you're confused not by the music.
You're very. This is.
Sorry, I was just all over it.
They're not all Carlton fans who'll be tasting the dishes, or Brisbane Lion fans. Emily from Noble Park. Hi, Em.
Hi.
Oh, Emily, how
old? Oh, Em.
You're gorgeous. How old are you?
12.
Oh, Em, now who do you think, what dishes should we cook?
I think you should cook Meat Lover's Pizza.
Oh, yum.
That is definitely playing to Fev's wheelhouse. I haven't got a chance.
Is that your favourite dish, Em?
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. She loves it. Thanks for
that's a great
Emily.
Suggestion, Emily.
Here's someone that would also like to weigh in on what should be cooked.
Okay.
Guys, this is actually the technology that enables us to speak to Fev's actual stomach.
He had a workover last
connecting
night.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
Oh, g'day, guys.
Oh, now, Fev's stomach, you seem to... Have you had a big night? It sounds like you've had a shocker.
Oh, big night? I don't know, big 36 years. Jeez. Why are you doing this to me? I didn't do anything to you guys. I got a food fight, so Fev now thinks it's on like Donkey Kong. I might as well try everything in the pantry and beyond just to test my wares. Oh, God. There's more stuff in here than a Mumbai sewage pipe. Oh.
Okay, thank you. That's Fev's stomach.
It's disgusting, guys. He gets too excited. He eats everything. Last night, he even ate the pepper cracker. Soaring last night, the grinder started. Sounds like he's starting a two-stroke engine.
Okay, there he goes. The controversy that will rock the competition is here, by the way. MKR this Sunday night, 7 o'clock on 7.
I did have pepper cracker and chips.
Tell me about it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi's Book Club. For people who don't read.
Well, hang on, yeah. No, that should be run by me before we play it. It's for people who can read. I've started the book club. We've got a few people in the book club. Sonda, could you please give me the names of the people in the book club?
She's not even listening to the show.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, guys. The three of you are in the book club. And remember, I think it was last week or the week before, I gave you your books to read.
Mm-hmm.
Have we read them?
Oh, what? No.
Remember, Dave, there was no love in it. What do you mean?
You just threw it at me. We're like, there
no,
you go.
No, I did. And I said, Dave, there's Yasmin's story. That's your book.
Well, I had two books in one, so I went to the last page just to see what the ending was, and the words are upside down because half a book's half, and yeah.
You had Chekhov's The Lady with the Dog,
yeah.
So you're saying you didn't read The Lady with the Dog?
No, I've been really busy.
Byron, The Wool Grower's Companion?
No. Hang on a second. What about you? Did you read a book?
I forgot to give myself a book.
Book club is terrible. You don't even know how a book club actually works. Like, I hate to say this to you, Fief, but I've actually joined an actual book club.
What do you mean?
Well, not your book club, an actual book club.
You can't be in two book clubs at once.
No, the way book clubs work is you have a reading list. One of the players for the Oakland Raiders in the NFL, a guy called Amari Cooper, he has set up a book club so that people can follow him and read with him. You basically nominate a book each month, and then everyone reads along with you. That's the format.
So you're having an
open book relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but hang on, that's like old school Oprah book clubs. This is a new... We can get through more books in a month if all of us read different books, Byron.
I'm reading Becoming Your Best at the moment by Stephen R. Schellenberger.
Are you actually reading that?
I am.
I don't believe it.
Into it.
Is it a biography or is it fiction?
It's a self-help one, I think, this one.
You need it.
You do need it. Well, guys, so hang on. Nobody in here has read the books that I've assigned.
Well, you haven't read anything.
Well, I'm happy to read it, but where's my box of books? Honestly, I'm not kidding. I need help here.
Hey, I kind of wish that book like club had the same rules as Fight Club. Just don't talk about book club.
This is a great arc. Yeah, this is really good legs.
This one.
The wheels are falling off, and you know what? I'll sack you all from book club if you don't get on board.
Please sack me. You don't have to. I want to be part of it.
Don't play your song. Turn your song off, Byron. No, hang on.
Oh, let's keep going.
I've said we're having book club and you guys go, yeah, we're ready for book club today. I start my book club meeting and all of you go, we don't care. That's not what the spirit of this show is about, guys. That, you know what that is? That's a photo. I'm pointing to a billboard. Guys, your face is on the billboard.
Where's
get involved.
Book? Exactly.
The
Play
fit,
the song,
The
Byron.
Fit Busy Mum by Rosemary Marchese. I've just given myself that book.
Okay.
There we go. No, come on. Seriously, let's do it. If I pick one book, will we all read the book for the month? We'll touch base in a fortnight and we'll actually have a legitimate book club. I'm serious,
guys. I'll read Mr. Smiley.
Oh, man. What is Mr. Yeah. Smiley?
You don't know what they are?
What? Mr. Men books are very
popular. Mr. Men books, very popular.
No, that's Mr. Happy.
Whatever.
It's not Mr. Smiley.
When can I play the song? I just feel like I should have played it a minute ago. Can I play it now?
Please,
because the music, white boy.
The handful of people who are left listening to our show should really enjoy this song.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
How's this, guys? Something went viral over the last couple of days and I thought I'd bring it to the show because I
wasn't the book club.
Hey, what's the opposite of going viral?
Now, what's hot? What's hot?
Okay. A public spreadsheet has gone viral and it is a list of what people wish they'd said to an ex. So sometimes in life, you break up with someone, you move on, months can pass, years can pass, and you think, you know, I wish I'd said that to that person. And I'm going to read some of the things that people have said because some of them are quite emotional and you think that's a really lovely sentiment. And some are comedic, I'm guessing, and some are just quite hurtful. So here's an example. Somebody just wanted to say, I love you. And that's nice because sometimes you can even go through a really bad breakup and think, I just want to tell that person I love them, whatever. Another message was, my cat is better company than you.
Ooh.
After you, here's another one. After you broke up with me, I went to your pantry and I took your Nutella. I love
from
it.
From Fifi Box.
And Fev's actually got a jar of Nutella in front of him. Now, I think there's great. There's something in this that's quite cathartic. Mm. And often you don't get the chance to go back and say to an ex something that you wish you'd said. So 131060, why don't we provide that service right now? This can be like an open forum. So if you're listening, you're driving along, maybe, I don't know, you're sitting on the train with your earbuds in and you're thinking, yeah, I want to get involved in this.
Hmm.
Share a message you would like to give to an ex.
Oh, great.
From years ago, from whenever.
So something on the lines of yours would be, we are no longer together.
Because you don't speak to them.
Just so they're clear.
Just so they're clear. Right. And I went out with a girl who, on this radio station, 15 years ago.
She was on this radio station?
Yeah, she won a competition to get married nude.
Oh, so hang on. She was an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Yes.
Who wanted to marry another guy.
Yeah,
on
another
this radio
guy on this radio
show.
Station. So I just want to say, thank God I got out of that relationship.
Oh,
okay, that's good.
I didn't want to get married nude.
No, you're right. There you go. That's
true.
Something like that.
Yeah, I like that, Dave.
Geez, that's hard to top. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I had a girl where I'm just like, hey, yeah, I don't want to say to my ex, give me back my basketball singlet. I had a sweet vintage New York basketball singlet and she just kept it because she was like, you can't have it back. We broke up. Don't be a nonsense. Here
that
back.
Is. You could, how many years ago? We could try to get it back.
4 years. I'm trying to think how long Nixie and I've been together. Probably 5 years. Let's go five.
Six.
Oh, no, no, no.
Boom.
Let's see. Here we go. 131060 is
the book club
the number. Yeah. Just call right
that
now.
That was a better radio break.
What do you wish you'd said to your ex? Your calls are coming up.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
A public spreadsheet full of lines people wished or wish they could say to an ex. Has gone viral. And it's a great idea because that idea, sometimes you don't get closure in a relationship and you think, I wish I just said that. Sometimes it can be a warm sentiment. Sometimes it can be a really hurtful negative sentiment.
Mm.
But we've said 131060. We're opening the phone lines. What, Dave?
You never said anything.
I didn't. Opening the phone
it
lines.
It depends on how you broke up, I reckon.
Yeah, it's
good terms or bad terms.
Don't
if
you've
got good
though,
terms, you don't want to say anything bad.
But don't you think sometimes you can break up on bad terms and then years pass and you go, oh, gosh, why did I let that go, you know, go pear-shaped? Why, really? I don't really hate that person. You can warm up over years.
So you hate all your exes?
No, I don't. I don't hate any of my exes. I'm on good terms with all of them.
Just haven't spoke to them.
After you tracked them all down last year.
Oh, no, we put them live on air. Don't worry about that. We call them every day before you joined us. It was called Fifi's X-Files. It was great.
My worst nightmare.
She was getting circled around like stray cats.
131060, this is an open forum to just share something you'd like to say to an ex. Just a one line, a throwaway line. Mara from Beaumaris. Hi, Mara.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great, Mara. Not as happy as you on a Friday. You're loving it, Mara. This is great. Have you got something that you wish you could say to an ex if they were listening?
Yeah, he broke up with me the night before Christmas, and I stole all his potatoes, so I just wanted to tell him that.
You stole his potatoes?
Yeah, because he was going to cook them for his dinner, and yeah, like,
Mara, I love you. Yeah. I love you. That's so, because it's not that bad, but it is.
Like, well, you can't go out and buy spuds on Christmas Day.
I mean, she didn't take the turkey, but she's just taking potatoes. Yeah. Like, you can still do the lunch, but it's like, where are our potatoes?
Yeah, but now your ex, like, she took all the carbs out of the meal, and he's really shredded and good looking now.
There you go, Mara. Well done. Bianca from Baronia. Hi, Bianca.
Hello.
Bianca, love a bit of alliteration. Always love that in our callers. How's Baronia this morning?
Oh, it's not very sunny.
Yeah, no, it's not ideal.
No, good tip.
Neither is alliteration.
Bianca, it sounds like it wasn't a great breakup.
No, it wasn't very good.
Okay, so I won't be jovial about this at all. Bianca, what would you like to say to your ex?
That I don't miss him, but I really miss his puppy.
Oh, what's the puppy's
name?
Is
that a nickname for...
His name was Harry, and he was a Jack Russell.
Oh, I see.
Should have kept it.
Well, I kept a photo of it.
That's theft.
That's, not the photo.
His dog.
The dog.
Not if they were together for 6 months.
Oh, yeah. That's great, Bianca.
Well, you can't have half a dog.
Thank you, Bianca.
Kerry from Chadston. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great, Kerry. So you've had a breakup. How long ago was it?
10 years.
Okay, so a bit of time's passed. Kerry, this is, probably quite an emotional thing for you to do. What would you like to share with that ex, if they were listening?
That I smashed his whiteboard to bits and pieces, jumped all over it, got so much satisfaction out of just smashing it.
Was he a teacher?
No. He was a tradie, and he put all his jobs on his whiteboard, and he left it outside.
Thank God.
Left it outside to collect it later, and when I came home, I saw it, and I just, went wild.
You know what?
I know we just broke up, but I've finally figured out world peace. It's just on this whiteboard over. Oh, what happened?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, what about February? This is just a great community initiative.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we put Fev out there, out and about, man of the people. We've renamed a whole month over after you, Fev. So no longer February, it's February, where Fev goes out and does things for people. Now, we've been inundated with requests. People say, can he come and wash our dog? Can he come and wish my nana happy birthday? Can he come and make a birthday cake for my kids? Can he come and play darts with my team because we're a man down? You've been out and about, and we got a gorgeous call from Olivia the other day, and Olivia said, could you go and help train her dad's cricket team?
Yes.
And you did that last night.
Yeah, we went out there last night and sent a few G's Express down. And
good pace.
And then I got the bowlers to bowl some balls at me. Send me a postcard. We lost most of the balls as they went over the fence, but I don't know, we'll probably hear this in the package.
Let's hear how it went.
Let me be your hero.
I'm here at Kunung Heights Cricket Club, getting to the business end of the season. I'm here with the skipper of the club. How are we looking, mate? How serious are we down here?
No, we're pretty serious. We've got 7 sides, 2 of the old-timers here into the grand final, and we've got 5 others that... are in the 4 at the moment, but we need to win. So every moment counts. We've got to get serious on the track.
Ooh.
You're just the man to help us out. So we've been told.
What have we got installed for training tonight? Obviously, I need to get kitted out. All the boys have got kit on. I need to.
They look professional, don't they?
I hope it's an extra, extra, extra large. Because
it's a training thing with no wetsuit.
First ball. Clap me in, Caitlin. Righto, here we go. Here we go. First ball. Oh, bend the old back. I used to be an athlete. Now I can't move.
I reckon I nearly did me hammy just then.
Yeah, I'll roll one more.
You bolt, Tom.
Now I'm a little bit tired. This is why I don't play cricket. I am Cactus Jack. These guys don't know, but... I actually get pretty scared when I'm playing cricket. Backyard with a tennis ball, I could bat for days. But out here in the middle, when the cricket ball's coming, poo-poo in the pants. Scared I'm going to get hit. I'm f***ing myself, I hate batting. Here we go, about to face my first ball. Fair to say, guys, I am absolutely f***ing myself. That's 4. Mate, I'm Cactus. Oh, this is hard work. Mate, even batting ties are out. Oh, I'm f***ing. I'm stuffed. Olivia.
You're sweating like a pig.
Mate, look how fat I am.
I know you're coaching pre-season. You're coaching this year, but you're not doing the pre-season. You're doing it by remote control or something?
You know, being skipper, that we don't, us people in charge, don't have to do the training.
You have to do as you say, not as you do.
Oh, here we go. Jesus. No, I'm knackered. I've had a big day. Best of luck. Hopefully I gave the boys a few bit of confidence in a couple of those edges, but all the best, mate. Thanks good for having me.
Thanks for coming down, Fev. Good really luck. Appreciate it. Thanks.
And thanks to me, little mate Olivia. Thank you.
All end the same way, Fev being a hero.
Fev, that was wonderful. Look at you out there scared of cricket balls.
I've never been sore. Hats off to the cricket place.
I just want to say, you got a letter here from Olivia's dad, Peter, obviously, and her mum, Janine, and they were so thrilled. They were so happy and glad that you did that. And Janine says, Peter and I just wanted to express our appreciation of making Olivia's dream come true. Thank you.
Yeah, she was up and about. She got a couple of wickets. I hit a couple back to her and she caught it. She got me about four times.
Good stuff. Well,
little cricket star in the making. So thanks for having me down there. Good luck on the weekend for all your cricket.
February.
But mate, like cricket is a sport where Rod Marsh and David Boone can still thrive, even though their BMI's at about 30. And you were wrecked.
Hey, they didn't bowl.
Good point.
I was coming in off the Dennis Lilly long run.
Yep.
And then I went into the Shane Warne run-up, bowling pace.
The great news is...
I was cooked.
Feb is still available. It's only mid-Feb. We've still
many days to go, Feb.
Go to our Facebook page with all your great ideas of how we can help you out. It's Fifi, Dave, Feb, Byron on Facebook.
Fifi, Dave, Feb and Byron.
Hopefully you loved that summer catch-up. And Metricon's Summer of Love will make you love summer even more. Get VIP access to the hottest events at lovelovelove.com.au.